Hard to believe we're on the home stretch
yes,
here.
Yes, we are.
Probably the last time we might be paired up, but yep. Never know how our postseason will crumble.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How everything will fall into place, we hope.
Yes.
So the Heat with possession to begin the second half. Stillwell underneath the Peterson. Kisses the window, and Journey Peterson has her first points of the ball game. First time they've really hit their post all game long.
Mm-hmm.
Kinnelang over to Sassler on the far side. Bounce pass to McFarland in the near corner. She'll have it poked out of her hands, and she'll touch it last before it goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Heat.
Yeah, that time, you got to take care of the ball.
But old school feel here, as we said, here in White City. But about four rows deep. Wooden bleachers on this side. They've upgraded to a more traditional new style on the far side. Mm-hmm. But just a beautiful hardwood ceiling. Something you don't see every day.
No.
But Evans, elbow jumper, it's no good. Rebound to Seeley. Up the court we go to Lang. Andre Lang with it, now to Sansler. Early game on top, 22-17. Make that 24-17 as Seeley into double figures as she kisses the window from the right block.
Yeah, keep getting the ball inside to Harper.
Evans puts it on the floor, and she'll be fouled. Fouls against Andre Lang. That'll be her third, it seems, first.
Yeah.
Sudarth will be subbed out by McKenna McFarland. Stillwell to inbound. Finding Peterson in the left block. She'll turn and face. Turn around. Jumper be too strong. And a rebound to Harper Seeley. Pass deflected by Stillwell. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Burlingame.
I like that hustle that time by McFarland. Getting over there and getting that tie up.
Inbounding will be Kinnelang. Inbound to Andre Lang. Elbow jumper for Andre Lang, falling home. Largest lead of the night for Burlingame, 26-17. Feist kicked out to Stillwell. She'll drive. Be fouled on the dribble drive. Going to go against Harper Seeley, her second, team's second.
Yeah. Coach didn't not necessarily agree with that.
Yeah, we're about...
We're right behind you.
Yeah. 10 feet from him. Three on the left wing by Evans is off the mark. Rebound to McFarland. Now to Andre Lang. 26-17. Bearcats on top. 6:15 to play in the third quarter. McFarland on the right block. Kicked out to Seeley. She'll put up a 10-foot floater that'll be rejected. And fight for a loose ball, going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Rua Vista.
And again, I think that was caused because Aubrey Lang went over there, and I think the kid from Rua Vista thought it was just going to be an easy rebound.
Yeah, the aggressiveness is really proving fruitful for the Bearcats thus far. Three in the corner by Seeley is off the mark. Rebound to Evans. Pass deflected at midcourt, stolen right back by Audrey Lang. And she'll be fouled at midcourt by Reagan Feist. Her second, team's first.
Turnover number 13 on the game for the Heat.
Kendall Lang to inbound on the far sideline. Right in front of a young fan with a Justin Jefferson jersey on.
Yeah, looks good.
Thought it might have been like a Michael Beasley, or not a Michael, but Jonathan Beasley K-State football jersey with the purple 18, but a purple 12 with another bucket in Harper Seeley. She's got 13. The lead is in double figures, 28-17. Evans at the elbow. Skipped far side, Stillwell on the left wing. She'll drive against Seeley. Spin move on the block. European Pro kiss the window. Excellent move there by Lily Stillwell. She's got 7. Trims the deficit to 9 for the Heat. Seeley on the right wing. Over to Andre Lang. Bounce pass to Kinnelang. Her jumper no good. Rebound. Fought for. Tie up and won by Journey Peterson. Evans now with it. Elbow. Puts it on the floor and stolen away by Kinnelang. Lang keeps it herself into the half court. Stolen right back by Evans. 28-19, and we're nearly stolen away again at midcourt. Evans underneath the Stillwell. Kisses the window. Good. Lily Stillwell with nine, and it's 28-21. Timeout taken by Jeff Slater. It's a 30-second break. Stay right here with you.
Yeah, he's not too happy with just a little bit of a slip-up on not necessarily the effort, but the mental side of things here. They're just kind of got lackadaisical all of a sudden.
But looking at other games in this sub-state at the half, do have some score updates. But Clifton Clyde leading Omega 24-18. The winner of that one will face the Opie Lady Eagles on Monday. Frankfurt leading Canton Galva at the mid-game break 33-9.
Ooh.
That's a TVL versus Wheat State League matchup.
Uh-huh.
And the winner of that one, I believe, will face Troy.
Yeah.
In the, because that's a, I think, a 5-12 matchup. So.
Yeah, because the winner of this, of course, gets Wabunsee. We've seen Wabunsee. They are legit.
Wabunsee's a real deal, yes. Very good. It earned that number one seed at 19-2. Satchler with it after the timeout and turned over to Tammy Evans. Evans to the left block. Off the window. Good. Big run here by the Heat. Trying to bring some warmth back into this gym. They trail now by five after a quick 6-0 run by Rio Vista. Bowman, left side, Satchler, now to Andre Lang. Bounce pass to McFarland on the left block. She'll back down, put up a jump shot. That's no good. Jump ball, going to be a tie-up. Alternate possession back to Rio Vista. Kenna Lang back into the contest. She'll sub out McFarland. Halfway through this third quarter, 28-23 our score. Burlingame leading Rio Vista. Evans with the left elbow. Over to Stillwell. Now Honeycutt back to Stillwell at the top of the key. Now Honeycutt in the near corner. Honeycutt puts it on the floor and stolen away by Satchler. Up the court we go to Audrey Lang. Bounce pass to Kinnelang. Three on the right wing. Going to go over the top and out of bounds.
They've stopped giving the ball to Seeley all of a sudden.
3:37 remaining third quarter, 28-23 our score. Evans over to Stillwell. Stillwell at the elbow, up top Feist. She'll drive to the left block, put up a jumper, that's no good. Fight for a loose ball, still loose, and into the hands of Harper Seeley, where she'll be fouled with a reach-in. Fouls against Reagan Feist, her third, team's second here in the third quarter. Satchler over to Lang, bounce pass to Seeley. Seeley trying to find Sudarth. Seeley had an open look that chose to give it away. Underneath Johnson. Johnson has it knocked out of her hands. It'll stay with the Heat.
Even though Sudarth, I think, could have caught the ball, Seeley's got to take that shot.
That was a good look if she just goes up with it. I think that's what Slater's trying to plead to his junior leader.
Mm-hmm.
Evans has it near corner to the block, and it's going to be stolen away by the Lady Bearcats. They lead by five. 2:50 remaining in the third quarter. Seeley kicked out, elbow jumper to Andre Lang. It's short. Rebound to Molly Honeycutt. Now to Evans, over to Stillwell in the left corner. Back to Evans, quick fire three on the wing. Good! For Henry Ott, Todd Grass of Credit Services and Von Roth, Landbrokers 3. Just like that, a one-possession ball game, 28-26. Bearcats still lead, but are far from having the momentum. Three looking for the answer by Lang. Somehow getting it to fall. Looked well off the mark. But enough English on that cue ball to spin around and fall home.
Hey, it looked like it was perfect.
Perfect in the stat book.
Yes, it is.
Stillwell with a dribble drive. Leaves it shy. Lang and Seeley collide and it goes out of bounds. But Kenna Lang catching the brunt of Seeley's right elbow. They appear to be okay. McFarland back in the contest. She'll sub out Satsler. 31-26. Bearcats on top. Stillwell, the foul line. Over to Honeycutt. Three at the top of the key. Be bricked off the left side into the hands of Evans with an elbow putback. No good. Rimming out. Rebound to Burlingame. They lead by five. 31-26. About 45 remaining in the third quarter. Seeley underneath. Off the window. Good. Seeley with 15. And the lead back to seven, just like that. Quick 5-0 run by the Bearcats. Honeycutt over the near corner to Feist. Now to Evans at the top of the key. Now Feist at the elbow. Top of the key three fired by Stillwell. Banked home!
Oh, man.
By Lily Stillwell with the Henry Ott Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. And then stolen away by the Heat. 33-29, they trail. Over to Stillwell, looking for the Heat check in the left corner. No good off the back of the iron, but an offensive rebound to Honeycutt. Her put back, no good. And Molly Honeycutt will go to the line for two free throws.
Yeah, that shot, that three-pointer, rim, backboard, it hit everything. But like we said, it looks perfect in the scorebook.
But the home crowd getting some life now here. But Honeycutt at the line for two. First one, nothing but net. Their first points of the evening makes it a one-possession ball game. Rylan Bowman back in the contest along with Allison Satchler. Or McKenna McFarland, excuse me. But the foul was against Kenna Lang, her second, team's third. Honeycutt at the line for another one. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Harper Seeley. Seeley, far side Bowman. She's at the elbow, now to Seeley. Near side, Satchler, three on the wing. It'll be well short. Going to go out of bounds, but saved out of bounds by McKenna McFarland to maintain possession for the Bearcats. Nearly a turnover there. That was, whoa. See if the Bearcats can take advantage. But McFarland has it at the right elbow. Pressure with it. And a 30-second break called by Jeff Slater. Mm-hmm. Hands on his hips. That's what he was kind of telling his team. Your guys were standing around watching your player nearly get a five-second violation. But before they do, he gets a timeout to maintain possession. At 33-30, our score. 31 seconds to play in this third quarter. Wabunsee Lady Chargers awaiting the victor of this one.
Michael, you've heard me say this time and time. It's time for the star to take over.
Yep.
It's a three-point game. It is time for Harper Seeley to take over the game.
Yep.
Take it driving. Don't just pass up an easy shot.
And we're starting to see it on both sides. Well, it's Stillwell, Evans finding their way. Evans at 13 points. Stillwell now at 12 points. So they've been really the driving force of this Heat attack. But you have a substitution as Elsa Barrett, the sophomore, in the ballgame for the first time for the Heat. Seeley gets the inbound, and she'll be fouled.
That pass
is
right.
Against Reagan Feist. That's her fourth.
Nice pass that time into Harper.
Seeley at the line where she has struggled. Oh, excuse me, not on Feist. It's actually going to be on Atlee Johnson. Her first. Seeley at the line, one out of four tonight. Make that one out of five. Seeley coming into the night with the leading free throw percentage at 74%. A third team foul. This time it falls home for Harper Seeley. She's got 16, lead is four. Closing moments here in the third quarter. Feist with it. It's the man-to-man defense. Hands it off to Evans. We're going to have a timeout taken by Kane Hensley. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you.
And, Michael, that was the same thing Coach Hensley was thinking that Coach Slater had a minute ago. She picked up her dribble and nobody was coming to help.
Yeah. Like closing moments, but Stillwell and Honeycutt back into the contest. for the Heat.
Yeah, I think Burlingame, number one, you don't want to send them to the line here, but just play some good, solid defense.
And 18 seconds left to go. But just trying to get a update on Madison Fairfield, but on the school's Wi-Fi, Google says not so fast, my friend.
Oh, yes.
So we'll try to get an update at the quarter. But Stillwell has it on the right side. She's driving baseline, threads the needle to Johnson, off the window in, good for Atlee Johnson. Inbound to Satchler, and that will do it. 34-32, it's a one-possession ball game. Burlingame leading Rua Vista as we head into the fourth and pivotal quarter. Who will see their season continue, and who will see their season conclude? Find out next on Burlingame Bearcat Basketball on 1.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to White City, Kansas. Michael Teeker alongside Tin Hansen. 34-32 our score. But, Ken, you know, what a rally by this Rua Vista Heat team in that third quarter. They got down 28-17. Looked like the Bearcats was on the floor on that gas pedal. But still, well, Evans getting some shots to fall.
Yep.
And we've got ourselves a contest with a home crowd that's really into this contest.
And, you know, Michael, they actually started going inside instead of just settling for threes.
Bearcats with possession to start this fourth quarter. Winner to face Wabunsee next Monday. Kenneling over to Seeley. Now Satchler back to Seeley. Now on the near side to Audrey Lang. Underneath to McFarland on the block. Put up a shot. It'll be no good. And a foul. And McFarland will go to the line for two. Much to the ire of the Heat.
Yeah.
On the far side, Faithful.
Yeah, the officials in the red and yellow were kind of not happy.
Bounds against Journey Peterson, her second, team's first. McFarland at the line for two. The left-handed shot falls home. That's the first point tonight for McKenna McFarland. She averages 10 points a game. Perfect trip for McKenna McFarland. And a steal on the inbound, and Allison Satchler high off the glass. And just like that, a quick 4-0 run to begin the quarter. Stillwell beats the press, over to the elbow, over to Evans. Thought about a three on the wing, down to the foul line, now to Feist. Back to Stillwell on the left wing. She'll drive to the block, spin move, and she'll be fouled by Harper Seeley. That'll be a third foul against Harper Seeley, team's first.
One thing, Michael, that has helped Rural Vista come back in this game is they've only committed three turnovers so far this second half. And they committed 12 in the first half.
Inbound for Stillwell into Peterson. Back to Stillwell. Five-foot floater good for Lily Stillwell. She's got 14 to lead the Heat in scoring. Deficit trimmed to four for the Bearcats. Kenna Lang over to Audrey Lang. Bounce pass back to Kenna. Now near side, Satchler. Up top, Kenna. Now far side, Audrey. Bounce pass to Seeley at the elbow to the right block. She'll be fouled by Journey Peterson. And back to the line for two free throws, Harper Seeley.
I like that they're trying to do a little bit of a high-low set there with her and McFarland.
Seeley at the line for two. She's two out of six tonight. Make that three out of seven. But this game certainly tightening up the way the officials are. Now Slater and Hensley talking back to each other saying, yeah, we want the same foul being called on each other's side. But Seeley perfect from the line. Lead back to six. Lang with a steal. Over to Satchler. Threading the needle off the window. Good for Allison Satchler. 42-34. Bearcats on top. Evans, pressure in the backcourt. Over to Johnson. Now to Stillwell. Over to Feist. Underneath to Johnson. Off the window. Good for Atlee Johnson. She's got six. The lead trimmed to six for the Bearcats. Seeley, near corner to Audrey Lang. Now Kenna Lang on the near side, over to McFarland. Kicked out, Audrey Lang three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Kenna Lang. Her put back, no good. Rebound and a foul in the backcourt as trying to beat the press was the Heat. And see who this one's going to go against. Ooh, Harper Seeley, that her be her fourth.
Uh-oh.
Team's second. So Seeley will have to sit for a little bit. Mm-hmm. 6:16 remaining in the fourth quarter. Bearcats leading 42-36. Stillwell over to Evans. Back to Stillwell. Trying to beat the press. Now to Honeycutt. Over to Evans for three. No good. It's long. Rebound to Rylan Bowman. 2 minutes gone by here in this fourth quarter. 42-36, Burlingame with the advantage. Audrey Lang underneath to McKenna McFarland on the right block. And we're going to have a foul underneath. Jeff Slater was begging for a timeout, but he'll take the foul.
Yeah, we'll go with the foul.
And that'll go against Lily Stillwell. That'll be her, or excuse me, Cammie Evans with the foul. That's her first, team's third. Satchler to inbound on the baseline. Trying to find Lang, and it's stolen away by Stillwell. Stillwell at the elbow. She'll fall to the floor. Now to Johnson. Threading the needle to Adley Johnson. Timeout on the floor. Taken by Kane Hensley. We'll take a break with him. 42-38, Burlingame leading Rua Vista. You're listening to Burlingame Bearcat postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
We welcome you back to live action. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, fourth quarter here from White City. Who will survive in advance? 42-38 our score. McFarland unable to handle a pass. It'll go out of bounds back to Rua Vista. Burlingame with this four-point lead. Chloe Sudarth back in the contest. She'll sub out Kenna Lang. Inbound to Stillwell, now to Evans. Evans pressure in the backcourt. Evans trying to beat the press. Spin move over to Feist. Feist driving the block. Underneath to Bowman and a turnover back to the Bearcats. Jumper on the left side, no good for the Bearcats. Rebound to Johnson. Over to Evans, loose ball. Helter Skelter here in the backcourt. Now to Evans, trying to beat the press. She does, now on the near side. Evans in the near corner now, mid lane up top. Honeycutt three, good! 1 point ball game. As Molly Honeycutt with a big Henry Ott three-pointer. 42-41. Bowman over to Satchler. Now Sudar. Over to Lang. Jumper on the right side, no good. Rua Vista looking for their first lead since the early stages of the first quarter. Mm-hmm. 32-41, halfway through this fourth quarter. Johnson over to Evans, top of the key to Honeycutt. Back to Evans, right side three, fired. It's short, rebound to Satchler. Bearcats clinging to a 42-41 lead. They led by as many as 11 in this third quarter. Sedarth, foul line jumper, bricked off the mark. Rebound, last touched by Rua Vista.
Now Harper's checking back in. She's going to have to play smart on the defensive end, but keep going on the offense.
But Seeley with four fouls kind of sparked this run by Rua Vista. 3:56 remaining here in the fourth. 42-41 our score. Seeley gets it on the inbound. Somehow does not get the shot to fall. Rebound to Honeycutt. Outlet pass finds nobody. It's stolen right back by the Bearcats. Audrey Lang, far side to Seeley. Now three by Bowman. No good. Offensive rebound to Kenna Lang. Over to Audrey Lang. Timeout taken by Jeff Slater. It's a full timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second break with them. You're listening to Burlingame Bearcat postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Health basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
We welcome you back to White City, Kansas, Rural Vista High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, 3:37 to play here in the fourth quarter. Burlingame clinging to a 42-41 lead.
And Michael, this is what you would expect between an 8 seed and a 9 seed.
Yeah.
Right
it,
down the wire.
It certainly feels like late February, early March basketball.
Yes, it does.
But do you have a score update from Madison there? Lady Bulldogs are leading 38-20 heading into the fourth quarter.
All right.
So it looks like they will survive to see another day, and they will take on the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs. The Bearcats with possession after that timeout. I believe Slater's got one timeout remaining. Takes a big old swig from the Owala. But the Bearcats with it over to the far corner to Kenna Lang. Now to Bowman. Up top, Audrey Lang. Now Bowman. Back to Kenna Lang in the near corner. She'll drive to the block. Put up a jumper that's no good. Rebound going to the hands of Cammie Evans. Now Stillwell. Pressure in the backcourt. Stillwell beats it. Spin move with 3 minutes remaining in the contest. Evans now top of the key. Over the near side, the five. Dribbles it off her leg, recovers. Now to Honeycutt. Top of the key, three fired by Evans. Looking for the lead, it's short. Rebound to Harper Seeley. Pass deflected in the backcourt and stolen away by Rua Vista. But pass deflected right back by Burlingame, but recovered by Feist. Near side wing to Evans. She'll drive to the block off the window. Lead to the Rua Vista Heat. Their first lead since the first quarter. It's 43-42, Rua Vista. Bowman trying to stop this run. Momentum all with Rua Vista, living up to their team at nickname. Jumper on the left side by Bowman. No good. Rebound to Seeley. Her putback no good. She is fouled to the floor. And she'll go to line for two free throws. Fouls against Reagan Feist. That will be her fourth. Seeley at the line. Three straight makes from the foul line. Good. Tie ball game at 43. Five out of nine for the foul line. In the air and good. Lead back to the Lady Bearcats. Pressure in the backcourt. They're going to have a foul. Going to go against Burlingame in the backcourt. Too much pressure. Looks like that's going to go against Audrey Lane.
No, Ryland Bowman.
Oh, Ryland Bowman with the foul. That'll be her second.
And Harper Seeley's going, calm down, calm down, calm down to her teammates.
Sorry, Kim, just making, jotting down some notes for postgame. Three in the corner by Honeycutt is no good, and out of bounds with the rebound was Bowman. Her foot was on the baseline, so it'll stay with the Heat. Bearcats clinging to a 44-43 lead. Remind you, they led by 11 in the second half, 28-17. Stillwell, jumper at the foul line, no good. Rebound to Harper Seeley. Under two remaining here from White City. 44-43, Bearcats on top. Seeley over to Kenneling. She'll drive to the block, no good. And she'll go to line for two free throws.
I like Kenna that time. She had a wide open lane, take it.
Bounds against Journey Peterson. That's her fourth, team's fifth. So Bearcats in the bonus the rest of the way. But two foul shots upcoming for Audrey Lang. Excuse me, Kenna Lang. She is no good on the first one. Peterson will be subbed out by Adley Johnson. Second one from Lang. Good. Two-point ball game, 45-43. Nearly a steal in the backcourt, but Evans trying to beat the press. Splits the defender, going underneath to Feist, and she ties our score at 45 apiece. Underneath the ceiling on the right block. She'll be fouled by Molly Honeycutt. And at the line for two, the junior leader, Harper Seeley. Have to confirm the rebound total for her, but if she has 15 tonight, which she's been in a lot of rebounds,
yes, she has.
She will be the all-time season leader. Foul shot good by Harper Seeley. Five straight makes. Six overall, but five straight makes in this fourth quarter. All of her points in the fourth quarter coming from the foul line. Foul was committed against Molly Honeycutt, her third. In the air for a second one, no good. Lead remains at one, 46-45, a buck 20 remaining. Stillwell in the right wing, she'll drive baseline to the block. He fouled, and she'll go to the line looking to give a tie, if not the lead, back to the Heat. Fouls against Rylan Bowman, her third. Stillwell at the line for two. First one in the air for the sophomore. Good. Tie ball game. Her first trip to the foul line tonight. McKenna McFarland into the contest now. She'll sub out Kenna Lane. 46-46 our score. Stillwell at the line looking for the lead. In the air. Good. 47-46, Rural Vista, and a turnover as Seeley unable to find Audrey Lang, and will go back to the Heat. The next foul by the Bearcats will put the Heat in the bonus. Stillwell will have the baseline at her disposal. She gets it from the official. Looking for an open teammate, getting close. And a timeout taken by Cade Hensley. It's a full timeout. We better take a quick 30-second break to catch our breath here in the closing moments. But Rua Vista, 47. Burlingame, 46. You're listening to Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area Postseason Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Michael Dieker alongside Ken Hansen. Welcome you back to a very contested contest. Lived up to the billing so far, Ken.
That it has. And I think right now, if you're a Burlingame, you've got to defend. You've got to try to get a turnover here. And then if they get a shot off, you must block out.
Rural Vista leading 47-46 with possession with about 12 remaining. Stillwell looking for an open teammate. Get close to five. Does not get it off in time. And a turnover back to Burlingame.
And you wonder why coaches get gray hairs, because he probably designed the play right out of this.
And going to have a substitution for Burlingame. Ken Alang back out there. She'll set out Bowman. So Ken Alang will inbound. Gets it in to Andre Lang. Now back to Kenna. Kenna crosses the timeline with Hobacco, five remaining. Now Andre Lang over to Harper Seeley. 60 seconds remaining here from Rio Vista. Andre Lang to Satchler. Satchler bounce pass back to lane three for the lead. It's going to be well short. Rebound off the hands of McKenna McFarland. It'll go back to Rio Vista. 50 seconds remaining. 47-46, Heat with the advantage. Rylan Bowman back out there. Jeff Slater continuing to play the matchup. Evans over to Stillwell, back to Evans. Evans pressure in the backcourt, going to beat the press. Now to Honeycutt on the near side wing. Back to Evans. 35 seconds and counting now. Evans now. Now, the Feist, and she'll be fouled by Allison Satchler. So, Reagan Feist at the line for two. She's 0 for 2 tonight from the foul line. The fouls against Satchler, her second team spit. So bonus time for Reagan Feist. She's got 2 points tonight. First one in the air. Good. Off the back of the rim, nearly stepped there before falling home. Journey Peterson back in the contest. She'll sub out Johnson. 48-46, Heat on top. Reagan Feist at the line for the second foul shot. In the air. No good. Rebound to Harper Seeley. Bowman in the near corner. She'll drive baseline. Kicked out. Satchler three for the lead on the right wing. Rimming out. No good. Rebound to Evans. 17 seconds to play. And a foul by Kenna Lang. Be her third, team's sixth here in the fourth quarter. So Cammie Evans could make this a four-point game. Two foul shots, her first trip tonight. First one, no good. Jeff Slater's going to take his last timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Slater trying to ice Evans at the line, but Rio Vista flying back into a 48-46 lead. Remind you guys, if your favorite athlete had a game this week that we should know about, a great game that we should know about, nominate them to be the KBWE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kbwe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Stats and photo on that online form. And then our winners are announced on Monday mornings at the Sportscast, at the 7:50 a.m. Sportscast, and then also at the Monday morning quarterback. But seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KBWE Athlete of the Year, winning a college scholarship. Nominate your athlete today at kbwe.com/athlete. That's kbwe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com for more information. 16 seconds on this clock. Actually, 15.9 if you're going to be technical about it.
Yeah.
But 48-46 Rural Vista with the advantage.
Michael, if you're Burlingame, you must block out
Blocks
here.
Out. But Evans at the line after the missing the first of two before the timeout. But Slater, no more timeouts left. Evans collects herself, bends her knees and fires. A three-point ball game. Inbounds to Kenna Lang. Pressure in the backcourt. Audrey Lang now to Bowman. 10 seconds remaining. Bowman with a jumper. Free throw going to be into Stillwell. She'll be fouled with 3.7 seconds left. But the red and black on the far side on their feet. Mm-hmm. The purple and black on the near side in disbelief. But Lily Stillwell at the line looking to put this one on ice. First one, no good. Score remains 49-46. Of course, the Bearcats do not have any timeouts remaining. Second one for Lily Stillwell. In the air, short, rebound to McFarland. Now to Lang. Lang, a half-court shot at the buzzer. Wide right. Rua Vista survives. And they advance to 13-8, ending Burlingame season at 10-11. But our final score, 49 for Rua Vista, 46 for Burlingame. We will tally our stats, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show. See if we can get some post-game thoughts with Jeff Slater, but disappointing end for the Bearcats season, a game which they had in control before. The Heat took their first lead of the ball game with two and a half, or first lead since the first quarter, with two and a half remaining in the fourth quarter. But the Rich Door Company post-game show starts now.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Burlingame playoff basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Burlingame playoff basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business. Plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker alongside Kid Hansen. 49-46, our final score. Rural Vista coming back from 11 down in the second half to defeat Burlingame and end the Lady Bearcats season. Tell me how we got here by these final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. But individually for Burlingame, 21 points tonight for Harper Seeley, 10 points for Allison Satchler, 8 points to Audrey Lang, 3 points to Kenna Lang, 2 points to McKenna McFarlane, and 2 points to Rylan Bowman. For the Rural Vista Heat, they're led in scoring by Cammie Evans and Lily Stillwell with 16 points apiece, 8 points to Atlee Johnson, 4 points to Molly Honeycutt, 3 points to Reagan Feist, and 2 points to Journey Peterson. Ken, your team stats.
For Burlingame, they were 9 of 33 from the field for the game, but the worst part is they were 4 of 16 in the second half. And so they kind of stepped back there, and they were 4 of 19 from three-point range, 12 of 19 at the free throw line, and they pulled down 31 rebounds, which was great. And really, 14 turnovers. You know, coaches want to be less than that, but that's actually not too bad. For Rural Vista, they were 10 of 25 inside the arc, 8 of 17 in the second half. So they made more of a focus to go inside. And they were 6 of 21 at the free from three-point range and 7 of 14 at the free throw line while pulling down 25 rebounds, and they committed 19 turnovers.
Once again, those final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Well, we'll step aside, see if we can get post-game thoughts with head coach Jeff Slater just coming out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Obviously, when a season ends, there's a lot of emotion, especially when you've got three seniors who have suited up for the last time for your program. But we'll see if Jeff will want to visit with us, and we will be back next here on the Rich Door Company postgame show on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Welcome you back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. Once again, our final score, 49-46, Rural Vista ending Burlingame season at 10-11. Now joined by head coach Jeff Slater. Coach, it's always tough when a season ends the way that one kind of concluded there in the fourth quarter, but what were some things that kind of stood out looking back over this last 32 minutes?
The first half I thought we did a good job, and we're super reliant on our press. We had to kind of spot play our press because I felt like we were losing people when they would break it, and we were vulnerable giving up layups. And, you know, I thought in the half court, you know, we could get back and at least guard them. And we struggled in the second half. I felt like they shot a lot of layups, you know, and everything was around the rim for them. They were in attack mode. We were kind of, you know, I think how loud the gym was, is our communication wasn't on point, you know, and that type of stuff happens. You know, it was loud in here, and, you know, we lost some girls on some screens, on some switches, you know, whatever it may be, and we got kind of sped up, and we didn't handle, you know, their charge. We didn't handle that very well, and that doesn't discredit, you know, how our girls fight, you know, and the way they've battled this year, and just, you know, that was tough. That was tough. You know, you feel like you're the better team, and you feel like you did some things, but, you know, give them credit. Like White City, they came marching back and made a lot of plays, and just the gym got going, and we got rattled a little bit, and that's part of it. That's part of high school sports. And, you know, and it stinks to be on this side of it.
But Harper Seely with a big game tonight. 21 points. I don't know what – I didn't have her total for rebounds, but she was in a lot of them, of your 34 rebounds. But just what an excellent season she has concluded with a double-double average on the season. What does a player like that mean for your program, Jill?
Yeah, Harper, you know, it was such a positive impact. You know, we lost her last year, and we got her back this year, and that just gives everybody confidence, you know, having Harper out there with us. And Harper battled and fought really hard, as did all the other girls tonight. And really appreciate our three seniors. You know, we get Harper back next year, which is great, but, you know, the toughest part of all this, probably the toughest part in coaching period, is saying goodbye to seniors. And we got three good ones. You know, I've coached these girls at youth camp. I've coached these girls in elementary PE. you know, you watch them grow up and you watch them give to the program, and they've given a lot, you know. They try their darnest to do what we ask as coaches, and, you know, I appreciate that the heck out of that. And, you know, I love them. I'm tough on them. I'm tough on them at times, and, you know, and but I told them don't ever question, you know, our love for what they've given and what they mean to us as coaches. And, you know, I hope they can come back and be proud of that they were a part of this program at some point. And I don't think our record, you know, there's probably a few out there that we would have liked to have had, but I told them, I said, you know, a record really doesn't, you know, tell the story of how much me and Coach Gardner enjoyed coaching this team. We had 11 girls out, and they were a really fun group to coach. They showed up all the time, beat up, sick, you know, whenever we needed them. They showed up through the summer. You know, they poured a lot into this. They poured a lot into this, and it kind of stinks to be here at the end of the road. You want to get back to practice tomorrow. I'm going to miss that. You know, I told them not. So I'm gonna miss getting to practice tomorrow with you girls, but I've enjoyed the heck out of it.
But yeah, the three seniors on your team, Allison Satzler, McKenna Lang, and McKenna McFarland, to remind our listeners. But Coach, any other final thoughts you want to have to the Bearcat faithful that had a pretty good crowd here traveling up here, but the ones listening back at home?
Yeah, just appreciate, you know, the support this year, and I hope, you know, when they see these girls around town, that they tell them that they appreciate them, because, you know, basketball is a long grind, and girls basketball as a sport as a whole, you know, you see declining numbers nationwide, and these 11 chose to wear the uniform for us this year, and the positive outweighs the negative by far. The positive outweighs the negative by far. These are good girls, good kids. They're going to be great mothers someday, and great citizens, and do a lot of great things, and I've enjoyed the heck out of having my time with them, and I'm going to be proud wishing them, you know, the best moving forward.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time coming up here. Not always easy talking in a loss, but we appreciate everything you do to the Burlingame community throughout the Lyon County League, and, you know, for all of our post-game visits via text messages and everything else. Appreciate everything you do, Jeff.
Yep, thank you.
That was head coach Jeff Slater. We'll get Ken Hansen back on the headset, wrap up the Rich Door Company post-game show, and preview what's to come on our postseason coverage heading into this weekend and Monday. But once again, our final score tonight, 49-46, Rural Vista with the victory.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties, and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840, and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
We welcome you back to White City, Kansas, one final time. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. The Bearcats season concludes at 10-11. That was a tough one for those girls. You know, like Slater said, you know, a team that, you know, not want to take anything away from Rural Vista, but Burlingame played very well in the first 3.5 quarters
yes.
of this contest, and then unfortunately let Rural Vista hang around, and by the time it was all said and done, you come away with a loss to end it all. But
they did.
Do have a final score from Emporia High. Manhattan, a 20-point victory over the Lady Spartans on senior night, 58-38. So join Braden Brown with the boys game on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM once we conclude things. But remind you guys, our postseason coverage will continue on Saturday, 2 p.m. tip-offs for both of our games
yep.
on our KVW airwaves. But Ken Hansen, Quinn Dold will be right here on Country 101.7 FM as Waverly on the road with Lebo, a Lyon County League affair on the semifinal.
Yeah, nothing like the battle of the district.
Yeah, battle of 2-4-3.
This time, though, they're going to have to pay to get into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. But and myself will be in Opie with Opie taking on Centralia. That game on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Of course, Burlingame boys will be on the road to Bishop Seabury. Mm-hmm. If they were to win, we will have their game up in Clifton Clyde next Friday night. But good luck to Stetson Carpenter and the Bearcats. I had a great fun game last night in Clyde. But do have some final scores from around the area. Other games going on tonight in this sub-state of Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde defeating Onega 57-32. They will face the Opie Lady Eagles in Opie on Monday. Frankfurt defeating Canton Galva 52-31. That's an upset in the matchup of rankings or seedings, but when you look at what Frankfurt plays at in the Twin Valley League, oh boy.
Yeah.
But appreciate everyone for tuning in. Ken, if this was our last game together this season, of course, not really anything really final. But
we never know.
Never know. Never know. But, of course, other games around our area that will be going on Saturday on the boys' side. Hartford taking on St. Paul in Hartford. And then over on the girls' side, Waverly will play St. Paul. On Monday, that's on the road at St. Paul. Meredizine Valley hosting Altoona Midway, and then Lebo hosting Elyria Christian on the girls' side. So, and let's see if we can find a final score from Madison Fairfield. Madison was in control heading into the fourth quarter. See if we've got a final there. But there it is, 48-24. Madison will now face
Pretty Prairie. Yeah.
I almost said Pleasanton. You know, we got the P's mixed around.
Yes,
but
48-24
for Brett Daniels and the Lady Bulldogs. Caitlin Luthy, Sadie Albert, each with 15 points apiece. But
well, congratulations to the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, so a lot of girls' teams still in action in our area, as well as the boys. So should be a fun next couple of, I guess, weeks. You know, Saturday, Monday, and then the championship games, boys playing on Friday for a sub-state championship, Saturday for the girls.
And then who knows?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, it's a new setup for state. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to continue for a few more weeks on our sister, our KBWA sister of stations.
Yeah.
But Ken, been a fun ride so far. Hopefully we get a few more games. But appreciate you making the trip up here with us. And should be another fun one.
It is. And one thing, too, Coach Slater's great.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to come up here to do the interview.
He initially, when I asked, he didn't want to. But fortunately, you know, as I wanted, and I do with a lot of my coaches, you know, on something like that, I want to give them an opportunity, as much as it hurts, to talk about their seniors. And Jeff did a great job of summarizing what those three girls have meant, not only for his program, but, you know, Jeff has really defined that culture of Burlingame.
Yes, he has.
You know, since his time there the last 11, 12 years, you know, first taking over the football team, and they've been a perennial power for quite some time. And he's got this Lady Bearcat team. Of course, numbers not as high as he would like with only 11 this year, but he's got a team that no one can ever look past.
Yeah, and they've got a good nucleus coming back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Harper Seeley's one of the better players in the area, and they've got a good group around her coming back. It just stinks when it's their last game of the year. I was thinking back my last game in high school, how it just hurt to take off that uniform. But there's only two teams that get to take it off and be happy.
Yep.
That's the team that finished first, and believe it or not, the team that finished third.
Yeah. Yep. But appreciate everyone for tuning in. For our studio engineer, Connie Osorio, for Ken Hansen, I'm Michael Deeker. Stand tall, tackle all, no one fights alone. Crazy Faith for D. Have a great week, everybody.